As long as I've been involved in traditional music, and I've always enjoyed Irish music, and I've been listening to Kevin Burke solo and in various incarnations of bands, a fantastic fiddler. Born and raised in London. How did he get to be such an Irish fiddler in London? But they're quite a community of immigrants, and his family came from Sligo. And he heard quite a variety of Irish music from all over Ireland in London. And has performed over the years with the Bothy Band, Patrick Street, Celtic Fiddle Festival, and he's lived in Portland for many years too, where he's highly regarded as a teacher. Hooked up with some of our local favorites in the 80s and 90s, the group called Open House with Sandy Silva, step dancing, Mark Graham on the harmonica, the world's greatest harmonica player, I think I have to say, Paul Katapish on mandolins and guitars. He's joined today by Cal Scott, and I've just recently been listening to their album, CD they put together, and it's just wonderful, wonderful music. I'm sure you can pick that up along with any number of Kevin Burke recordings, reissues of the LPs. Do you remember the LP? It doesn't go back as far as the 78 era, but anyway, I think we're about there. Please make welcome Kevin Burke, Kevin's Cal Scott.
One, two, three, one, two, three. Ah, hello.
Hello, one, two, one, two, yeah.
How are you? Well, we're going to play some music for you. That's the general idea, I believe. And the introduction was correct. I play Irish music, and I grew up in London. And this is Cal Scott. But we're going to start off with some French-Canadian tunes, just because Cal's not from Quebec and neither am I. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, they were three jigs from the playing of a great flute player called John McKenna, who came from a place called County Leitrim, and he recorded those back in the 1920s. And I forgot to tell you that the initial tunes that we played, the Quebec tunes, we learnt them all from a great player who I'm sure many of you know, a fella called André Brunet, who lives up there in Quebec. And I sometimes play with André in a group called the Celtic Fiddle Festival. Thank you. this apparently is a fiddle showcase performance. But when we were hearing the introduction about me growing up in London, it crossed my mind that you might like to hear a song that we've written about that very thing. I've never written a song before, but Cal's written many. So the two of us got together, because I'd been boring him for years with tales of my growing up and meeting all these great Irish players. So I think Cal suggested we write a song in the hopes that I might get it out of my system and find something else to talk about when we're driving around. Anyway, it's called London Town.
Check 1, 2.
And it's new, so if you have any suggestions for improving it, we might listen to them.
It's not exactly the world premiere of this song.
Pretty close.
Yeah. So here's London Town. Bus leaving Sligo, the cold winter's morn, took me all away from his home. He had heard that in England there was work to be had, and to the Dublin docks he did roam. On the Holyhead boat there were others like him, from Leitrim and Kerry and Down, sons and daughters from all over Ireland. They were bound for London town. He wandered the city in search of a start, or even a room for the night. In his left hand, a suitcase of leather and wood, his grandfather's fiddle in his right. Through the streets of the bombed-out buildings, past the rubble that Hitler blew down, a strayaway child from the west of Ireland, alone in London town. He signed on with a ganger from Dublin, the cruelest little tyrant that ever he met. Had him sweating in trenches for 12 hours a day. It was hard work, but all he could get. But he'd take out his fiddle when the work was done, and the Gorman boys danced to the sound. They were the broad-back sons of Ireland, come to rebuild London town. They were 7 day weeks with nary a break. Sligo was left far behind. When one of the men said, "Pick yourself up and come down the road for a pint." When they opened the door, Michal thought he was home. Oh, what a glorious sound. The sons and daughters from all over Ireland were playing music in London town. There was Martin Burns from Galway, McCarthy and Casey from Clare. The Roger, McGlinchey, and Roland and Farrell seemed half of all Ireland was there. And they bid him to take out his fiddle, and they played till the lights went down. Raise your glass to the 33rd County, son, and it's here in London town. How many a year has passed and gone? But it seems just a fortnight ago, those sessions at the White Hart and favorite up on Fulham Broadway and Holloway Road. The music carried his heart and his soul. It's the same the whole world round. Whether you're living in New York or Donegal or here in London town, it's the music that carries the heart and the soul, no matter the whole world round. Whether you're living in Seattle or Donegal or here in London. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The red light's on. What does that mean? No, I've got a hat.
So,
well, thank you very much. There's a red light on, which usually means danger. I forget what it means exactly, but it. Yes, I think so. Okay. So. We'll play you a set of reels, and we'll probably have to disappear pretty quickly after that. But we did bring some CDs along, because somebody reminded us on the way here that it was almost Christmas. And it's time the good people of Seattle got working on their Christmas shopping. We heard you were pretty slack last year. A lot of you left it till the last minute. So we brought some CDs along, so if you're clever, you can get all your Christmas shopping done, and just think how smug you can feel for the rest of the year, having accomplished that most tiresome of chores in such a timely fashion. So we have an assortment here. The CD we did together is called Across the Black River, and there's a few others. And because of the economic hard times, we heard that the banks have been guaranteed and insurance companies have been guaranteed, and everyone's guaranteeing everything, so we thought we better do our bit for the nation too. So we've come up with our guarantee. If you buy a CD and you don't like it, send it back and we'll send you one that we don't like.
Seem fair to us, don't you think?
So thanks very much. Everybody, we'll see you later on over at the Fisher's Stage. Thank you.